Go to town and rock and roll with Rosie on the house in the Outdoor Living segment hour here up until 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we're going to go open hour. Whatever project you've got planned or scheduled or are in the middle of, give us a ring in the 9 o'clock hour and let's see if we can help you wrap that project up and get it done. Help you get it done.
Right.
We hear a lot of that. So. Yeah.
Got started, can't finish.
Can't quite finish. We're here with Julie Murphy from Arizona Farm Bureau and, of course, our good friend, long-term gardening expert and contributor to Rosie on House, Mr. John J. Harper. Let's run out to Wickenburg. Welcome Daniel into the conversation. I'm sorry, Debbie into the conversation and see what we can do about her artichoke plant. I love artichokes. Good morning.
Hey, Rosie, funny that you said Daniel, that's my husband's name. I don't know how that happened, but hey, thanks for having this topic. This is our first year as being gardeners. I'm having a blast. We're both having a blast.
Cool.
Every morning we go out to see what new little babies have popped up. It's so much fun. And the artichokes are just a total radical experience. and that's been great. And I can't wait to hear your recipe. But now it's time to, I've been doing some reading. We've harvested the artichokes. It's time to, according to what I read, cut it back and cover it up and don't water it. Keep it, put plastic over it and just do that. But there's new little baby shoots coming off. And it also said that that would be how you would split your plant and give parts of it to others. And so I don't know what to do with those shoots. Do we split it now and give those shoots to people and then they have to keep it going all summer long or what? And then in those shoots, there's two more little baby artichokes growing again. So I'm kind of tempted to see if those will mature before I cut the plant down totally. So what's your advice on that? And then I have another question for Jennifer.
Okay.
Well, you don't want to cut the plant down until all the leaves have kind of died back. Usually they'll bloom and you're harvesting the artichoke is the bud of the flower. Okay. So you've harvested those. You may get another, if it stays mild, you might get another round of buds and blooms yet. Usually it's kind of mid to late summer they start to the leaves start yellowing and they kind of start dying back. And when all the leaves have kind of disappeared, you cut all of those off and kind of let the plant rest. I don't think I'd cover it in plastic.
Really?
That would cause it to get way too hot and perhaps even kill the root. And usually that would be sometime in early fall or in the fall would be when you would divide those pups or those starts off of that plant. Not while they're actively growing.
Okay, so they will just kind of die off by themselves.
Yeah, and then you'll have all those big dead leaves, and you can kind of cut them off as they start to die. But you don't want to do anything till that plant has kind of stored up the carbohydrates, which is what those leaves are doing while they're on the plant.
All right, Debbie, and real quick, you said you had a question for Jennifer.
Jennifer, offline, can she give me that recipe for those amazing mesquite tortillas that she made you guys?
Oh, yes, I can. I'll talk to you off air.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, and your recipe for artichokes, I like Rosie, too.
Okay, and we were treated. We actually went out fishing at Bartlett Lake and caught some fish, and the man I was fishing with said, I'll take these home and clean them, and you and Jennifer come over have dinner, and he takes the artichoke and he steams it. Just ready to eat, halves it, opens it up, whole side down, dribbles in some olive oil, a little butter, a little seasoning, takes it out to the grill, flips it back over, and puts that charred flavor into it. Oh, man. It was out of sight.
That sounds
so
good.
I have a quick, and yes.
I have to thank Ed James for that.
I have a quick story on artichoke, and again, it is part of the med diet. Mom's Midwestern girl, when she came out here as a teenager, but when she married Dad, he handed her an artichoke and he said, cook it. So she peeled off all of the leaves. Oh. And after that, wasn't quite sure what to do. And Dad came in, well, we got to start over with a new artichoke. But now, it is a good part of the Mediterranean diet.
I do have a family story that can beat that. I have an aunt no longer alive, so I can tell the story. Her name is Noose. And in French, aunt is tante, right? So she was always tante Noose. Now, she had a sister who was Loose, tante Loose. Tante Noose and Tante Loose. And they lived together until Tante Noose married very late, okay? But never really learned to cook. The first time she cooks a chicken, it was before we had Pilgrim Pride and Foster Farms. You had to go out in the yard and kill the chicken and pluck it. And that's all she did.
Was pluck it.
Pluck it and put it in the oven.
Oh. I had a relative who cooked turkey with all the, you know, how the innards are still in the bag.
Yes.
And
yes.
Cooked it with those in there.
Tante Noose and Tante Loose.
Your story did beat mine.
Wrapping up the outdoor living segment with Julie Murphy, who joined us from the Arizona Farm Bureau, talking about the Mediterranean diet. And you're going out to the
Uptown Market. In fact, I encourage all of our Arizona families to go to any of the markets this weekend. It's a great time. The weather is absolutely beautiful, and you'll get a lot of exposure to the Med diet. If you have any questions on recipes, go to fillyourplate.org.
That's a great website.
Yes.
That is a great website. John Jay, again, thanks. Free hot dogs
at
Harper's.
Yeah, here we go. It's Mother's Day. Treat her.
All right. Fantastic. 9 o'clock coming up. Y'all stay tuned right here at Rosie on the House.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.